Now, Billy, 2-point victory over Clare. A nice way to start here. What are your overall thoughts on the game?
Yeah, it is. It's great. Look, it's really important for us to win games. I suppose winning now is more important than performance, but obviously the better you perform, the better chance you have of winning. I didn't think we saw it out as well as we should have, for the control we had in the game, but happy and content, and it's important for the lads to know how it is to win, and I suppose more importantly to dig it out when we're under a bit of pressure and dig it out. So yeah.
Yeah, you were, I think, 4 points up, then you went maybe close to 15 minutes without scoring. Clare came back into it. You had the composure though to get the next few scores, get ahead, and then I suppose get over the line. So a good testament to the team out there, with, you know, a couple of new additions and stuff like that. So overall a good workout for the entire team.
Yeah, it is. Like, you know, I feel that things are, to, you know, Limerick football is coming a bit together. You know, there's more competition for places, and we've a lot of significant players not present today, and it's good to be able to go and perform like that, and even, you know, utilise 5 subs as well. So I suppose, look, it's a testament to the boys and the work they're doing and the eagerness they have to try and improve as a team. So I think it's all credit to them. It's easy us to guide them once they're willing to work, which is what they're doing. And hopefully they'll get more victories as the year progresses, so we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, there was obviously Danny Neville and Josh Ryan back into the team. I think there was 3 debutants, including the 2 of the subs that came on. Is it a panel work in progress, or where is the panel at, you know, heading into 2020?
Well, look, the panel is getting really competitive. I suppose if you go back 2 or 3 years ago, you know, we weren't in this place and didn't have these options. You wouldn't have been able to go without Tommy Choyles, Tara Tracy, Sean O'Dea, and there's others, you know. Mike Fitz isn't on the scene at the moment. Peter Nash, Colin McSweeney, Gordon Brown. They all played last year in the championship. So, like, it just tells you about the lads and their application. And it's easy for us to manage that when the lads come with the attitude and the application they have. So, look, it's all down to them. And, you know, they have to break the mould to try and take us forward. We can guide them, but they have to. And like, in fairness, they're doing everything they can. So I'm delighted for them, really, like, you know, to get, you know. And it's only a small step, but it's important to be winning games, you know.
Yeah, you've spoken before at length about the difficulty you've had a couple of years ago, I suppose, more so than now, in bringing players into the panel. What has it been like this winter when you've spoken to guys that you thought, you know, would fit into the panel? Has there been a better appetite, or is it still much the same?
I know there's an appetite. People are looking to get in now. Obviously, look, we can't get away from the fact that Tipperary game last year gave it a huge impetus. But I must say, look, that's credit to the lads who stuck with it and believed in what we were trying to do. And others now are keen to get on, and that's great. But I don't forget the hard yards we've made, and the credit due to the lads who made the hard yards. But it's great to have everyone pushing for a spot and eager to try and add something to us. And every given day, it'll be something different. And it's important that lads understand that, and they all feel part of the squad.
The games come quick for you now, Billy. You know, quick turnaround for Thursday night in Watford.
Yeah, it is, and look, we'll use that as an opportunity now again to look at our lads. So it's all about, you know, Waterford in the league as a starting point, really, you know, but victories are important. So we just got to get to strike the balance now between giving us an opportunity to show what they can do and set ourselves up to try and win the game, you know.
You also know now that going there, that a victory would guarantee you another game the following weekend in the Grand Cup final.
Yeah, look, again, I keep going back to it. It's all about us trying to win games, turn the 1 or 2 point defeats from last year into 1 or 2 point victories. And so that's really what it's about. So we haven't got a history of the last number of years to think we can just go down trifles and not try and win games. So it's all about trying to win the game again on Thursday night. That's the ultimate. But at the same time, give lads that opportunity to stake a claim for a position against Waterford in the league. You know.